right. And now it's time for a very special kōrero. We're very lucky to be joined on the airwaves by Thea and Jolie Holland. Morena kōrero.
Morena.
Well, it's not morning for you, is it?
No, it's like, it's what time?
It's musician's morning.
Yeah, true. Nice. Good. That's true. That is the truth. We're so excited to talk about this new single you have.
We're thrilled to have our, this is like our first interview together.
Oh, cute. Aww. What an honor for us. This song is so beautiful. It's called My Sister's Hands in Mine, and it's this beautiful sort of ode to sisterhood, isn't it?
It is, and I like to call it, well, when I sent it to Jolie first to ask if she'd love to be on it with me, because I kind of wrote it with you in mind, I said it was like a doomsday ditty, and I feel like that rings true considering everything that is going on in the world and the fact that there's nothing more you can do but to try and just, you know, advocate for those who you love, causes that are important, and I don't know, just stand for something and then deal with the consequences. Otherwise, just don't.
And so much exciting stuff happening for you at the moment, Em. You've got your debut album coming out very soon, November 7th, Girl in a Savage World. How are you feeling ahead of that?
I'm so thrilled. It's been a very long time coming, as everyone knows. I like had a record in mind and then pretty much scrapped it because of the government, which just, you know, brought forth a lot of songs and kaupapa that were very important. But I can't wait for it to come out. And I'm just so honored that, you know, I've got my one and only collab on there with someone who I just really admire and who I really love.
So this is the only feature on the album?
It is.
Wow, that's quite special. Tell us a little bit about how the two of you came together and started collaborating.
We just met in Los Angeles and just, you know, started a big conversation that's ongoing, and it's been really beautiful becoming community with Thea over here. And that's, you know, that's what the song is about, is like the only thing that gets us through all this stuff is community.
Jolie, would you say that, you know, everything that Em was saying about standing up for a strong sort of kaupapa and having a staunch message, would you say that's quite true to your creative process as well?
Yeah, I think music, I mean, in my mind, music is about something, you know, music is about the culture, and the culture is this, you know, incredible tool for transformation and hope, and it's such an incredibly inspiring medium.
I think songs about sisterhood are particularly beautiful. I can think of probably four or five examples at the moment. If you had to pick one that wasn't your own, what's like your sisterhood track?
Oh,
not to put you on the spot or anything.
That was such a curveball.
Oh my gosh. Good point. Frick.
I feel like the last Glorilla record had some really...
Oh, hell yeah. Oh my gosh, that was not what I was expecting you to say, Jolie, but I love that.
There's some bangers on there about, about looking after your girls, for sure.
You could even go so far as to like... Girl So Confusing, Charlie XCX and Lorde, if you want to a contemporary route, you know?
Yeah,
I like becoming beef and misunderstandings.
Yeah.
It's all a part of the sisterhood. I've been listening to Borrow My Boots by Tammy Nielsen a lot. That's a sisterhood track and a half. And I just think it's so beautiful to see women come together, you know, not necessarily blood sisters, but, you know, your sisters, come together and support each other. And that's so awesome that you've contributed your own work to that.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I would say that I think solidarity and advocacy for fellow women, especially fellow, obviously, like BIPOC and queer folks, mm-hmm. is, I mean, I'm speaking for Jolie, but I would say that's like really important for both of us. You know, like that's also one of the reasons why I just really love and admire Jolie and everything that she stands for. She's just constantly advocating for causes, whether it be for Palestine, whether it be for, I mean, your own government, if you will, whether it be for, you know, fellow Indigenous creators. Yeah, so it's honestly, I just feel very, very blessed that, in my opinion, my kind of, you know, first collab and duet is able to be, you know, with her. It's just, it's really amazing.
Beautiful. Aww. What was the process for making the song? Did you write it like from the very beginning together? Or was there a point where you thought, I want to bring Jolie into this song, Em?
Well, what happened was, so, we've been friends for a good amount of time now, and often I will be looking after her beautiful home and gorgeous dog called Jocko, of whom there is a song that you have written in his honor, Jocko's Lament, right?
Oh, no, I didn't write that. That's a
you didn't write
that's
that?
That's a Michael Hurley song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, about,
oh my gosh.
About,
oh my gosh. What an infamous dog.
I named my dog after the Michael Hurley werewolf character.
Oh.
Who's yeah, that's I recorded that song before I met my dog.
Oh
yeah, and then
that's wild.
Then when I got him, I was like, I gotta name this dog after this werewolf.
No way. That's incredible. Are you freaking kidding? Okay, well, this is like full circle. Wild situation. Can I just like go to the side and say that Hurley was such a huge supporter of and fan of Te Kahu, and Jolie's actually, you know, appeared on some of his tracks. You've like just done like an amazing album in his honor. He recently passed. Anyways,
I couldn't believe he was a big fan of Te Kahu. It's so cool.
It's wild.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like played out this gorgeous 1 minute long voice memo that he'd made after he'd heard, I think, like it was like the set that I performed at WOMAD or something, and it was just, it was really beautiful, and we just couldn't believe that, you know, each other had been connected like that. But I was looking after Jolie's house and gorgeous dog, and she's got like a bunch of really interesting books and records, and one of the books that caught my eye had the title My Sister's Hand and Mine, and I feel like from the moment that I met her and obviously knew of her music, that it would just be really, really special and such an honor to write a song and hope that she'd want to sing it with me. And so, yeah, I wrote My Sister's Hand and Mine, and I tentatively reached out to see if she'd be keen, but you know, and obviously she was, and I sent it to you, and then you were on tour at the time, which is also why it was so special. You very generously recorded in probably hotel rooms, right?
I recorded at one of my friend's home studios when I was on tour. Mm-hmm. And then I recorded another part of it in a hotel room, and it was just so amazing. I was on the road for a really long time, and then when I got home, the track was completed when I was still on the road.
Mm.
It was like, yeah, I was on the road for like 2 months.
You were like sending vocals through. We'd like, you know, do a little comp, and then you were like, oh no, I've got like this idea, and then sent through something with like a slightly different harmony, I think, or something, and then the little outro bit, I'd been like humming away at that, and then thought, oh, this would just be like, it's like so wild, and I know like Jolie had already done her vocals, but I just decided to add it, and then she recorded on that too, and it's just, oh, it's just been amazing. So it really has been like a cumulative effort of, you know, I recorded my vocals at home when I was, you know,
somewhere or another, I think looking after someone else's dog or whatever, and then to be able to send it and have Jolie like record while she was on tour, and then you know, finesse it back with Abe, who's obviously my producer back home in Aotearoa, and it's been fabulous. It's just been really cool, and I'm also very, very proud of your vocals on it. They're beautiful. They're so soulful, super, super sexy, super melancholic, and yeah, it's just amazing. It's like, honestly, like, you know it's going to be good because, hello, have you listened to her? But to hear how good it actually ended up being, it just felt so freaking awesome and like medieval, but very applicable to now, like the things that have happened since even the song was recorded. It's like, wow, the politicians, they come, they murder the mother, they punish her son. And I just feel like it rings true for both what's going on over here in the States and back home.
So cool. Such a cool process to have it sort of, the song transcend lots of different spaces and contexts for you both, coming from different places and finding that middle ground as well. We're so excited for the full album in November, and we're excited to have you back in Aotearoa for the Others Way Festival. That's going to be amazing.
Oh, I don't think I'm playing that.
Oh, sorry.
But I am playing some debut record release shows that you will hear.
Yes, right, okay.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. We're just like beyond excited. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you so much for having us. Thanks.
Well, sisters.
We're gonna listen to My Sister's Hands in Mind from Thea and Jolie Holland.
My sister's hands in mine. I will fight by her side for what is right.